Alessio Di Sabatino grew up in Rome. He's lived in the U.S. for more than 25 years, mostly in California, where he owned a restaurant. He sold it in March 2020, right before that state shut down.
So I had a chance to decide where I want to go to my life.
Di Sabatino moved to Rapid City. He visited once and loved it. He found a restaurant space immediately. Last November, he opened an authentic Italian restaurant downtown.
The local community supports us so much. And I love the state, I love the people, I love the hair, I love everything about it.
He named it Sabatino's, after himself. And he says business is going well. It's hard to get a table on weekends. But as much as Di Sabatino loves South Dakota, he came here for another reason.
South Dakota was the only state open in America. So nobody wore a mask, we didn't have any problem.
South Dakota never issued statewide business shutdowns or mask requirements. Di Sabatino likes Governor Christino, says she's doing a great job. He has no complaints about how she handled the pandemic. His business challenge comes in another form.
The only problem that we find here in South Dakota is employees. It's hard to find them because they get paid, they stay home, and they don't want to work.
Hiring workers isn't a problem for everyone. Darcy Green is a one-woman operation.
I shop, I cook, I prep, I chop, I box, I get in my car, I deliver, I load, I unload.
She started Brogia Bowl last year in Brookings. It's entirely vegan. Customers in the area can order meals online, and Green delivers right to their door. She already had plans to start the business before the pandemic hit, but then city leaders imposed temporary restrictions on local businesses and restaurants. Green saw an opportunity.
And I was like, I guess we're delivering hardcore now. So I just told as many people as I could, I'm like, I deliver and I deliver for free. Because at that point, it was so early in this pandemic, restaurants hadn't figured out the delivery thing yet.
It worked. She was swamped with orders, and she thinks she knows the reason why.
Sorry to say, but I am one of those ones who did benefit from things closing down because I was willing to mask up and glove up. I think people really appreciated the steps that I was taking to make sure that I was cautious.
Green says she's grateful. She knows how hard some restaurants struggled last year, but she had bills to pay, so she went for it. Green says the pandemic made her more serious about her business because there was no backup plan. That feeling is actually pretty common during times of recession.
Some of it, unfortunately, is forced, where some people lost their jobs. No better time to be thinking about what's my next professional move. Maybe I should start this business. I've been sitting on this idea for the last 10 years.
That's Brian Maynor. She's the executive director of Startup Sioux Falls. It's a nonprofit that offers support and resources to entrepreneurs. She says when the pandemic hit, her staff geared up.
Our last major recession back in 2008 was when some of the greatest entrepreneurial ventures of our time were formed. So for us, and I hate to say this, we saw it as an opportunity.
But Maynor says the pandemic differed from the Great Recession.
It was a really difficult thing for so many of us to navigate because there were no cut and dry rules as to what you could do.
There were no statewide COVID restrictions. Some cities and counties issued public health requirements. Still, many business owners had to decide for themselves what to do. Sarah Benson opened the Hello Hi last fall. It's a cocktail bar in Sioux Falls. She and her business partner signed their lease in February 2020.
So little did we know that there would be a global pandemic. That wasn't part of the plan.
Things got messy. Benson says they had to change a lot of their original plans. The opening was delayed for months, and when they finally did open, they implemented a strict mask policy.
What was seemingly a pretty public health issue got pretty political very quickly. You were very visibly telling people what you thought on certain issues.
Benson says their mask requirement was designed to keep their staff safe. Most customers respected the guidelines, but not all. Some people walked out when asked to wear a mask. A few got confrontational, even threatened violence. the bar received some negative online reviews. Benson was frustrated. However, she realizes the new cocktail bar owes its existence to the fact that South Dakota never shut down. Despite everything, Benson is proud of her decisions. She wouldn't change a thing. Except maybe next time, she won't open a new business during a global pandemic. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Megan Feary.